Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep into a very specific and very powerful DNB workflow in Ableton Live 12, subsign design, breakbeat surgery, and arrangement discipline. This is the kind of session where a simple idea turns into a proper club-ready toolchain. We're not just making a sub and chopping a break. We're building a rolling, dark, control drum and bass loop that can actually hold up in a full arrangement. Clean low end, surgical drum edits, subtle movement, and enough headroom to keep developing the track. That's the mission. Set your project up around 174 BPM to start. If you want a slightly more jungle-leaning feel, you can back off into the high 160s, but for modern rolling DNB, 174 to 176 is right in the pocket. Keep the time signature at 4/4 and organize your session clearly. You want a break audio track, a sub-bass MIDI track, maybe the mid-bass track if you're layering, and a few returns for short reverb, dub delay, and parallel crush. Color code everything. In fast sessions like this, visual clarity saves your ears and your time. Now, before we do any drum surgery, choose a break with strong transient detail. Amen style breaks, think style breaks, funk breaks with clean kick and snare definition. All good starting points. Drop it into an audio track and warp it properly. Turn warp on, and if you need fidelity while stretching, Complex Pro can help. But if you want punch and a more surgical feel, Beats Mode is often the better choice for break manipulation. Preserve can sit around 1/16 or 1/32 depending on how dense the break is. At this stage, don't flatten the groove into something robotic. Listen to the natural pocket of the break. Pay attention to where the snare sits, how the hats move, and whether the kick is slightly ahead or behind the grid. That little push-pull is part of what gives DNB its life. You want control, not sterilization. Now for the first big decision. How are you going to slice it? In Ableton Live 12, you've got a couple of strong options. The cleanest one for advanced control is slice to new MIDI track. Right-click the clip and slice by transient if you want a more surgical result, or use a rhythmic slice like 1/8 or 1/16 if the break is chaotic and you want a tighter grid. This creates a drum rack with each slice map to a pad, which gives you a proper compositional workflow instead of just copying audio around. If you want even more control, you can stay in arrangement view and do manual surgery. Duplicate the break, cut at the snare, ghost note, and kick points, and treat the whole thing like a collage. That approach is excellent for custom fills, reverse hits, and more distinctive edits. It's also where you start sounding less like you're looping a break and more like you're performing with one. Next up, the sub. In DNB, the sub has to be clean, stable, mono, and phase consistent. It should follow the harmony without stepping on the break. Load operator on a MIDI track. Turn on oscillator A, set it to a sine wave, and turn off the rest. If you're using a filter, keep it out of the way or fully open. The point here is purity. Shape the amp envelope so the sub feels tight. Attack should be near zero, maybe a few milliseconds at most. Sustain can sit full if you want a rolling line, or you can shorten it for a more staccato feel. Release should be controlled, somewhere around 30 to 80 milliseconds depending on how much overlap you want. If your notes are smearing into each other, shorten that release. If the line feels too clipped, let it breathe a little. Keep the notes in a sensible sub-range, often somewhere around G1 to G2. You can go lower or higher if the arrangement calls for it, but don't just chase massive low notes for the sake of it. In drum and bass, the sub is about authority and movement, not just size. If you're using wave-eatable instead of operator, same idea. Choose a sine-style starting waveform, keep modulation minimal, and shape it with a clean low-pass approach if needed. Now we give that sub real club weight. A pure sine sounds amazing in theory, but on smaller systems it can disappear. So the trick is to add translation without ruining purity. A useful chain on the sub track is EQ8, saturator, compressor for sidechain, and maybe utility. With EQ8, don't get aggressive. You usually do not need a high pass on a sub unless something's gone wrong. Remove unwanted upper harmonics only if the synth is dirty. Don't overthink it. The sub should stay simple. Then add saturator and keep it subtle. 1 to 4 dB of drive is often enough. Soft clip can help if needed. You're just building a few harmonics so the note stays present on smaller speakers. This is one of those details that makes the difference between a sub that looks big on the meters and one that actually translates in a room. Utility is your friend here too. Set the width to 0 so the sub stays mono. That matters. Below the crossover, stereo is usually a liability. Then use gain to balance the sub against the drums. For sidechain, you can use compressor with the kick as the trigger, or if your break already has a strong kick, sidechain from at slice or even the whole drum bus. A ratio around 2:1:4:1, attack somewhere between 1 and 10 milliseconds, release around 40 to 120 milliseconds depending on groove, and just a few dB of gain reduction. You're not trying to make the sob vanish. You're just making room for the transient so the low end feels focused and fast. Now let's get into the breakbeat surgery. Open up the drum rack and think like a surgeon, not a loop chaser. You're not just triggering slices at random. You're redesigning a performance from the original DNA. The core things to preserve in a rolling DNB break are the kick, the snare, the ghost notes, the hat texture, and the pickup fills. That's the spine of the groove. Inside the rack, layering matters. You can duplicate a snare slice and layer a slightly different one for extra body. You can tune ghost hits down a little for texture. You can keep the important backbeats consistent while the smaller details evolve. And the editing moves are where the groove really starts to breathe. Push ghost notes slightly late for pocket. Pull snares slightly forward for urgency. Tighten kick so they lock with the sub. Repeat hats to create motion. Reverse a slice into a snare for tension. In Live 12, velocity is a huge part of making this feel alive. Lower the velocity on ghost hits. Give the 2 and 4 snare placements a bit more authority. Let some hats sit lower in velocity, so the groove has a natural hierarchy. The idea is to create a deliberate irregularity. Precision with personality. That's the sweet spot. At this point, your drums may sound clean, but maybe a little polite. So now we add controlled violence. Group the break or route it to a drum bus, and add drum bus, EQ8, glue compressor, and optionally roar or saturator. Drum bus is one of Live's best stock devices for DNB drum weight. Drive it a little, maybe 5 to 20%. Use boom carefully. If your sub is already doing the heavy lifting, too much boom will just fight the low end. Crunch can add edge, and transients can sharpen the snap. But again, it's about control. The goal is not to destroy the break. The goal is to make it hit harder while staying readable. Use EQ8 to carve mud around 200 to 400 Hz if the break gets boxy. Trim harshness in the 5 to 9 kHz area if needed. Keep the cuts specific. Don't start sculpting without a reason. Glue compressor helps the chopped break feel like one coherent performance. Use a moderate attack, auto release, or a reasonably quick release, and a ratio around 2:1:4:1. You're just gluing the slices together, not smashing the life out of them. If you want a more modern edge, roar is a great option, but use it with restraint. Add density, then blend it back. You want aggression without destroying the transient structure. Now here's where the groove starts to become a track. Variation. Advanced drum and bass depends on microvariation. Every 4 or 8 bars, something should shift. Swap a snare slice. Mute hat run. F fill in the last half bar. Reverse a slice. Shift a ghost note pattern. Keep the core identity, but let it breathe. A strong DNB groove often comes from a reliable snare anchor with loose internal hat movement, and a sub that stays disciplined. That contrast is what gives the music power, not chaos. Controlled movement. You also want the drums and sub to work together in frequency space. Make sure the sub owns the bottom. The break should not be crowding the 40 to 120 Hz zone unless that's a deliberate part of its identity. If needed, use a EQ8 on the break with a gentle high pass somewhere around 30 to 60 Hz. Be careful not to strip out the kick body if you need it. If the break kick is part of the sound, respect it. If not, replace or supplement it. Sidechain can help here too. A light duck on the break bus from the sub or kick can create the illusion of more speed and space. It does not need to be dramatic. Subtle ducking often feels more powerful because it's felt rather than heard. Now let's talk about arrangement. Because a loop is not a song, a proper DNB tune needs tension, release, and structural discipline. Think in sections. An intro with filtered break fragments, atmosphere, and hints of the sub. Then a build where the full groove starts to emerge. Then the first drop, where the break and sub hit together. Then a development section, where you remove a layer, add a fill, or automate a texture. Then a second drop with a stronger variation. The big trick here is subtraction. A half bar mute before a drop can hit harder than another riser. Pull the sub out for a moment. Strip the break to hats. Let a reverb throw or a delay tail hang. Then bring the whole thing back in. The impact comes from contrast. And when you're working on the arrangement, use markers aggressively. Mark the starts of fills, drops, and edit points so you can audition ideas quickly. Don't hunt around the timeline. Move with intent. That's how you stay in the zone. One of the most powerful DNB workflows in Live is resampling. Print your low end early once it feels right. Freeze, flattened, or resample the sub so you have something tangible that helps you catch phase issues faster. And it also makes the low end feel more like part of the record instead of an abstract synth patch. Do the same with the drums. Solo the break bus or the drum group. Record it to a new audio track and capture 4 to 8 bars of the best groove. Then slice the printed material again. Now you've got original break material, processed break material, and resampled fragments to play with. That's where the depth comes from. It also gives you a fast way to create fills and transitions without reprogramming everything from scratch.